where you get your superpowers from?
Rock and roll! It powers everything in Kisteria.
I don't know. Maybe I can find friends with normal interests.
Be careful with that base.
Because it's made from alien technology?
Because it costs more than your house.
Just lost you! Rock on! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me, as always, Jody Habnot.
Hey, Joe.
And Mr. Andrew Kiss.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
What's that from?
The Italian Job, Michael Caine.
Oh, I never saw that movie.
Oh, it's a fantastic
movie. Does that have Mark Wahlberg in it?
No, that's the not the sequel, the remake.
Oh, okay.
A little iffy on that one.
All right. Well, I knew. Well, now I feel dumber. All right. Anyway.
Well, no.
Thank you guys for listening to the last show. We had a great response to our Carnival of Souls show. Man, I didn't realize like how loved that record was. I got a few emails and a few messages where people going, I don't know what people's problem is with Carnival of Souls. A lot of people liked it, except for Jody. Jody doesn't like it. Anyway, listen, go to iTunes, please. I gotta do this every time. Go to iTunes, leave us a review, please. It helps us. This past show was so popular that we actually charted on iTunes. Did you guys in the top 120? And it doesn't sound like it's very high, but the truth is I don't think we've ever charted before, and there's probably a million podcasts. So, congratulations, gentlemen.
And thank you, people listening.
That is cool. Thanks a lot for listening, people.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Andrew Jacobs saw it and he sent me a picture and he was like, "Hey, this is pretty cool." And the Kiss Room also was on the charts, which is even more awesome because I was on that show.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, look at that. I'm on two charted shows. Yeah, whatever. It sounds I'm getting a big head, gentlemen.
Sleeping with Playmates and listening to Kiss, charting on iTunes. Well, this guy's got it all going on.
I just need money now. That would be really nice. Anyway, all right, so if you guys have never listened to this show, we are kind of like Meet the Press of Kiss. Every week we tell you the week's news, and then we pick a topic and we talk about it. This week's news is pretty interesting. The main thing that I want to talk about is there is a remake of the original 1977 Kiss Lunchbox. And it's on kissmuseum.com. Now, from what I can read right here and what I could understand, it's just like $15, man. And I thought I saw them for $30, but this says $14.95 in the store. And it looks pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to buy one as soon as I get off the phone, and I'm going to take it to work with me and have my lunch in it as often as possible because I can't use the other one. What do you guys think? I mean, is that something that you guys would love to have just so you could take it to work and eat your lunch out of it, or you think that's...
I would.
It's kind of cool. You know, make like a Kiss sandwich.
It's so awesome. It's like
chips.
They finally sent
Paul's meatballs.
Yeah, they're really good, actually. They had them on the cruise.
I bet.
Anyway, no, it was his asparagus, and I did not eat any of that, by the way. But yeah, so this is pretty cool. You know, if you go to kissasylum.com, there's a video where they compare the two lunchboxes together. And that's pretty, you know, that's one of those things that's, if you want it, you know.
That's one of the coolest things to remake, if they're going to remake something, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, maybe the garbage can would be cool.
There's also a, And I get all of my news from Kiss Asylum. There are other sites that you could go to that are just as awesome, but I really enjoy Kiss Asylum, and I'm sure the other guys go all over the place. But on this site, there's an article. It's a look back at Gene Simmons in Runaway from 1984, which is pretty awesome. That movie.
Oh, it was very nice, Ramsey.
We need to do a show on that.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another article where Gene and Shannon went to the Starkey Hearing Foundation Gala in St. Paul, Minnesota. And there's
they went where?
Okay, the Starkey Hearing Foundation Gala.
I'm sorry, where?
I'm not doing that again. Anyway, and there's pictures of Gene and Shannon with Bill Clinton and with George W. Bush. And if you look at the picture with Shannon Tweed, when she's with Bill Clinton, she's got a big-ass smile on her face, and Gene doesn't. And when they're with George W. Bush, Shannon's not smiling, and that's the closest thing to a smile Gene has in the whole thing. So I don't know what to get from that, but anyway. Oh. So there's a lot of really good news to check out, and they always post all the podcasts. Oh, and there's that new Kiss Light Up Journal. Have you guys seen that yet?
I haven't seen it. What is it?
Yeah, it's like a book that you can write in, you know? It's just a journal.
Yeah, it's like a journal.
But the front lights up like the KISS logo, and it does KISSKI like that.
Really?
Know?
Yeah. That's awesome.
And you can go on, I've seen them on the KISS Museum, and you know, it's I think they're like $20, so it's pretty awesome. You know, everybody online's purchasing them, and they're all showing them the minute they get them, because it's That's just really one of those cool. things, you know? Right.
It's just a logo.
Yeah, it's just a logo that lights up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Okay, so if you'd like to send us any mail, ask Andrew and stuff like that. It's podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. I didn't even wait for you this week, Andrew. It's
like you motherfucker.
Snuck it right by. Damn.
Yeah, and go ahead and send us, your input on the show. We're really interested in hearing it. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and jump ahead now to the main topic of the show this week. Scooby-Doo and Kiss. They did a video.
A movie.
And I loved it. I love it. I think it's a lot of fun. When I watched it and I thought to myself, I really love this, it was backed up by the fact that my buddy Nickelbag Rick, who hates everything KISS does, especially the new stuff, said, this movie's awesome. I enjoy it. I've watched it 3 times, which was totally funny. What do you think, Jody?
I dig it, dude. I just think it's really fun and cool. I love all the, you know, attention to detail for all of us KISS freaks. It's great.
Yeah, that was one of those things. Like in Detroit Rock City, they didn't do as much, you know, but like in Detroit Rock City, they had like a girl named Beth and a girl named Christine.
Christine,
right.
You know, and that was really awesome. What'd you think, Mr. KISS?
I didn't like it.
What?
Like, I don't know. I just like I had such high hopes for it. Like I was building up. Like this movie's really gonna be awesome. And like it was all right, but it wasn't great. You know.
Right, and that's because Jody and I kept telling you how awesome it was.
Yeah.
See, we should have just let him watch it.
Right.
Because I went into it thinking that it was gonna suck, and I was like, oh man, this is cool.
You know. I did like all the references, like how the orb was like it was a black diamond or.
Right.
Like, even the security guard, like, they made a revenge reference. The security guard's last name was Domino.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Awesome.
Delilah Domino.
Delilah
Domino.
One of the things that...
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It's Delilah Domino. One of the things that I wanted to point out is, if you go online, like, you can find the list of every famous person that's ever, or character, you know, that's been on Scooby-Doo, right?
Yeah.
And when some people say, oh, man, I can't believe Kiss would do Scooby-Doo. Well, then you look at the names, you know, and it's like Don Adams has been on it. You know, the entire cast of the Adams family, you know, back
Three
when
Three Stooges.
Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, all these professional wrestlers.
Batman and Robin.
Yeah, you know. And then, of course, all Tim Conway. I'm just scrolling through, you know, there's so many that the list, it literally goes on and on and on, you know. And
it's heaven and hell.
And that's so you can see it's definitely a it's one of those things. Mike Piazza, Jerry Reed.
Oh yeah, Jerry Reed.
Jerry
Reed was a good one.
He was a badass guitar player.
I know. He could drive the hell out of a semi rig.
Yeah,
too.
Yes, he could. You'll never see that movie on TV again because the bandit's car. Has a Confederate flag on the front.
Can they pixelate it or
no.
something?
Why are they? It's stupid. Anyway, that's political, and we're not going there. How about okay? So you can see if anybody ever says why would Kiss do, you know, Scooby Doo? Go man, it's
why
hip.
Not?
It's cool. It's something a lot of stars have done. So I took notes. Jody, you took notes. Everybody took notes.
Yeah, I jotted a few things down. All right. Kind of struck my fancy.
All right. I'm going to tell you something that I caught right off the bat, and let's see if you guys caught it. The first scene when they're going into the park, it's like a camera view. It's like going through the front gates. And there. Did you notice that there was a glow, like a big world being held up?
Yeah.
By just Gene and Paul.
I didn't notice that.
Later on in the movie, it's all four of them. But at the beginning, it's just Gene and Paul. And I wondered, man, is that like a is that their way of saying this is our thing? We did this, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. It's all about Gene and Paul.
Is it possible, though?
Could
it's
be.
Totally possible.
Totally possible.
They went through all this. I mean, look at all the other details. Even as going as far as, like, any guitar you see is either, like, a Punisher or a Les Paul or,
yeah.
like, that Washburn. Or,
yeah, yeah.
No PS10s, though.
No.
Because he wasn't using them yet, maybe.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah. But, like, still, how old's this movie? Because wouldn't he have that Sunbird by now?
Yeah, it came... Well, it's probably been done for a while, and then they just released it a couple weeks ago. But everybody's buying it. I wish there was a way to go online and find out how many it sold.
I like on the rig rundown, the tech gets pissed off at him because he kept saying classic guitars, and then he didn't want him to say Firebird.
Right.
That's pretty awesome. So one of the other things that's pretty cool and kind of bizarre is Jay and Silent Bob are in it.
Yeah.
They're like the workers that get scared on the roller coaster.
Okay. At the beginning.
So is this like really? I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Kevin Smith and Jay Muse. You know, they're awesome. But it's just like really, it just like insert the you know these two guys into this Kiss movie.
Well, what about Darius Rucker is the voice of the Destroyer?
The Destroyer, yeah. What?
I didn't know that until I just watched the credits a minute ago.
And
before
then
we started.
Penny Marshall was the Elder.
Yeah, it's kind of trippy. They finally acknowledged the fucking Elder, huh?
Yeah. Now I think they really missed an opportunity when she comes out, like. You know, when she comes out, she should have come out of an Elder door.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That, you know, she's, you know.
With her knockers.
With the, there should, it should have had a door with the
mm-hmm.
you know.
That would have been cool.
That would have been pretty awesome.
And just like a shot of like the hand and then like just knocking on it. That would have been cool.
You know, the one thing that we're not going to do on here is give away the plot and everything because.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, you guys got to watch it because it's good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you buy it, there's even some, you know, behind-the-scenes things where they interview a few of the cast members and who are you? Are you Scooby-Doo? Or are you Shaggy? That kind of thing. And it's pretty cool. Also, I noticed that there's no screw-ups with the makeup. You know how you could be watched. You know how you always come across something where somebody's trying to be Paul Stanley and they put the star on the wrong eye or something like that. That did not happen at all.
Except at the beginning.
It happened at the beginning.
Well, when like Fred messes up Daphne's makeup on purpose.
Oh yeah. But the star's on. She put the star on the right eye.
Right.
Yeah, okay, but okay, yeah, you're right. I got you there. Okay, so Jody, what are some of the things that you noticed?
Oh man, there's just so many cool things to notice. I think one of my favorite parts was at the beginning when Kiss finally makes their appearance and they go into the whole title sequence. Mm-hmm. I like how it's like all the different albums.
Right.
Like and Destroyer, stages too. Stages. Like they have the Dynasty stage.
And a picture of Ace.
Yeah, that that one picture of Ace is the same one as that Donruss, the classic Ace, like Kiss card, Kiss right? Card.
It was Ace immediately. As soon as you see it, you go, well, that was Ace.
Yeah, I mean, and the other ones were kind of stretched out, so it was kind of anonymous, like the way they did Destroyer and Love Gun, and they had like the Paul from like Unmasked, and I just think it was really cool though how they incorporated all that awesome stuff, like when it first came up, it was kind of Creatures, you know?
Right. Yeah.
It was super cool.
And all the music in there is from the Sonic Boom re-release or like the Kiss Classics when they recut everything.
Was it?
That's what I noticed. The vocals were different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys if they did it just for the movie or was that from the Kiss Classics? Because I haven't listened to that except for like one time.
I'm pretty sure it's from the Kiss Classics because like that's what they do in like commercials now or whatnot.
Right.
Is they'll use those versions.
It wasn't bad.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying like I noticed it though.
Oh, yeah. I just thought it was really cool. I liked how there's... I also liked how they had like the... Doc's character was named Chip Magoo.
Oh my god. And
he was so funny.
He was funny. He's selling everything from toilets to
battery
handcuffs.
Yeah.
And every time he shows up, bing. Oh, did you need binoculars? You can get these Kiss binoculars for $39.
They have the infomercial background.
Yeah, that was so great.
Like QVC or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, I feel Doc McGee had more lines in that movie than Gene did.
What'd you think of how they made Gene's voice? Like,
I hated that. That bugged me so. Like, I wish it was just his regular voice.
He had more of a growl, didn't he, when he talked?
Did you guys think it was weird to hear like Tommy and Eric call like Paul or Gene Starchild or Demon?
Yeah. Now that was strange. But one of the things that I really, really loved about the movie was the fact that they gave Tommy and Eric so many lines.
Yeah, it was real cool.
You know, it wasn't one of those things where they're just sitting around and be in the background, you know. But, you know, Tommy was kind of goofy, you know, because they come out of that psychic's place and Velma's going, she wasn't impressive at all. And Tommy's going, what? She's always right. You know, it was really silly. And then.
Velma said that she smelled like a combination of patchouli and hobo.
Yeah. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
And then the painting sequence where Fred is taking a picture of Paul and Daphne together, and he used his finger to block Paul out, and then immediately
Paul's painting.
And dude. It's so great.
That's what another thing that bugged me about that movie. Like, I know Paul's supposed to be like sexy and whatnot, but he was so fucking creepy in that.
He was definitely a stalker.
It was eerie. It was almost like Dr. Roxo and Michael Jackson had a baby.
You know? Oh, my gosh.
that was actually in my notes that he was... did you guys notice that they went from... When they did that like costume change, and there was all the... And they went from their costumes now into the Love Gun?
No, they went to Destroyer.
Oh, Destroyer. No, you're right. Destroyer. The Love Gun costumes were being worn by Scooby-Doo and his gang.
Yeah. That was cool how Velma's glasses were blue.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Fits Ace perfectly.
And then also, Daphne looks super hot with black hair.
All girls do, bro.
That's true. I was like, you know. And I'm like, the outfit that she was wearing, that they put on her, I was like, wow, this is kind of risque for, you know, because it for a Scooby-Doo cartoon, you know, it wasn't... I guess they figure most of the people watching it now are going to be adult, so it's not going to really bother them. But it was almost like, I don't know, it was... When you see the movie, you'll see what I'm talking about. It was really weird.
Yeah, it's kind of hot.
Yeah, got hot Daphne. Anyway.
Yeah. Hey, what about the part... You actually sent me a little still of it, but it's like when they're looking in that book about Kiss... And every member is represented, not only every member, but also Anton Fig.
Anton Fig, right. And I wrote what I wrote what they say in there. She says that that the Black Diamond had been protected by many people over the years. And then you see the cats from the front of Peter's drum set in, like, Alive 2.
An Ankh.
There's an Ankh.
There's a Jindel scene.
There's
Jindel. Phase.
There's Bruce mm-hmm. Kulick. There's Mark St. John. There's Eric Carr. And then at the top is a Fig.
Yeah. So cool.
And now I didn't notice that. What happened was Ken Mills, shout out to the Podfather. He's the one that posted it. I don't know if he recognized it or if somebody else did, but it made sense as soon as he said something. I was like, holy crap.
It's so cool.
That is that was really putting it together. You know, that's really getting there. You know,
what do you think? Like Kevin Valentine's thinking right now. He's like, "Fuck that."
Yeah, like sure. Bob Kulick have
Bob.
One, two, yeah.
Brian Adams, whoever else. Yeah, Robin Ford.
I guess they could have done
Desmond something Child.
Like. But I mean, Anton played on whole albums. But I guess Valentine did too, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I just thought it was cool that he got his little piece in the Kiss book.
So the Ascot Five was Fred's favorite group. That's where the song comes from. You know, don't.
And it
touch
makes
my
so
ass.
Much more sense.
Yeah.
In context now.
You know, he puts the CD in. He's talking about they're his favorite band. And when I was on vacation up north, that's when the song came out, and everybody was like taking a crap. They were so upset. I can't believe this is the song they put out. Blah blah blah. And I mean, it makes sense now, just like Andrew said. And I thought it was good when you listen to it. It's funny, and it's like
funny.
And not only is it funny, but they sang it very well. You know,
yeah, it's, all of them. Yeah.
Gene's voice. He has like a really funny voice in that song.
Yeah, you know, it was really well put together.
Do you guys think that it might make an appearance like on the cruise of the Sail Away set or something?
Oh, someone's going to shout it out and just be like for requests.
Don't touch my right. Ascot. That'd be messed up.
It'd be funny.
Let's see. What else do I... The main thing that you... While you're watching the movie, you really got to like really focus because there's so many of these little things happening. When they were going around and they were talking about... Every part of the park was designed by a member of KISS. You had the Brimstone Barbecues, which was Gene's right. ride. You had
it's kind of a throwback to the old Psycho Circus game, right?
It really was, yes. Then you had Electric Alley, which was Tommy's ride. Eric's ride was I couldn't understand exactly what he was saying, but it sounded like he said Whirling Wildcats. And then the best part of all is Paul's is like a Ferris wheel.
The Dynasty, what did they call
the
it?
The Dynasty Star Ferris Wheel or something
Star
like that.
Star Portal, yeah.
It's just like, really? When they were changing, you know, when they were changing, doing their costume changes, and then there was like those Japanese words right underneath it, you know, and it would say the Japanese word. That was kind of strange for me.
It was like a video game. It was awesome, I thought.
Yeah, but when
you know what I wanted to see, though?
What?
I was hoping that throughout the movie they would change maybe into the Love Gun outfits or the Elder costumes or, you know, not just one costume change.
Yeah, that would have been... it's really funny, too, because Fred's going, I can't compete with this guy. And then, you know, Velma's going, oh, he puts his pants on one leg at a time like anybody else. And then all of a sudden, boom, he goes... Like,
that was pretty good, yeah.
And what about all the lines where... every time they make an entrance somewhere, a confetti bomb goes off.
Yeah, the confetti bombs.
And Doc comes walking. He's like, these damn things are expensive.
Dude, I might just need to...
sweeping it up.
I might need to watch this... Oh, no worries. I might need to watch this movie a couple more times because, I don't know, maybe I was just like half asleep when I saw it. But now that I'm remembering all this, it might be a little better. Just might have to give it another go. But
yeah, dude, I think like in another 15 years, it's going to be... like as iconic as the Phantom.
It could be, absolutely. And then, of course, there's music montages, you know, where they're being chased by the bad guy and there, you know, there's KISS music playing, and that was a lot of fun. Oh, and I also like where he's constantly talking about his special eye.
Yeah.
And then Fred makes a pink eye joke.
Yeah, he makes a pink eye joke, and then Paul goes, it puts the X in X-ray.
That was
right.
It's so silly.
Dude, I'm going to have nightmares of Scooby-Doo Paul, man. He's so fucking creepy.
I also...
What about the classic Kiss theme where it's like, you can do it because they, like, Scooby and Shaggy learn to breathe fire.
Oh, yeah.
Just by believing in themselves.
Yeah, it's totally awesome. And not only that, one of the other things that I really love was how Paul keeps calling Fred Frank and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Never calls him by his real name. He
should stop, just not give too much away. I feel like we're just ruining the movie for anyone who hasn't seen
it. By this time, everybody's seen it, so it's not
probably.
I was going to say, but people who listen to us, they probably watched it the day of, just like we did. I was excited to see it, you know?
Yeah, when you messaged me and said it was really good, I was like, wow, this has got to be good, because Jody never has a problem going, nope, this sucks. So,
right.
Was it, though, this is not Kiss related, it's just Scooby-Doo related, but was it weird for you guys, I mean, to see the characters, like, Daphne walking around with, like, a smartphone?
Yeah, that was a little odd.
It was weird, because, you know, I'm sure that it just brought them into, like, the modern age, you know?
Well, they've been doing that, like, when I used to watch, like, What's New Scooby-Doo as a kid, they had those, like, just, like, they'd have flip phones when those were starting to get popular. So I think they do roll with the times quite a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
I have one more.
What'd you guys think about the big, you know, like, the Les Paul spaceship?
Yeah,
was
that was
like
very
the old Ace thing.
Yeah, like
from
the
Psycho
3D.
Circus.
Yeah, that. Yeah, that's what, from. I thought so too. It was
kind of cool, but I thought that was more associated with Ace than Kiss. You know what I mean?
Or like when Tommy's just like, "How our album Love Gun went platinum instead of gold."
Yeah,
so,
it's like
weren't on that.
You weren't even on that record. That was one of my notes. I was like, that came off really strange for me. And then,
but he's a spaceman, so like they never say their names. So,
sure.
And then when they go into the special effects lab, Beth and Christine are working in the special effects lab.
Shandy Strutter.
Right.
It's cool. It's like some Facebook name of one of those Kiss groups, you know?
Yeah. Movie's a lot of fun. It's, you know, I don't want... The ending for me was a little strange, but it doesn't take away from...
It's a little Donnie Darko.
It was. But
it's a little me and D-Rock at the Psycho Circus farewell.
I get that. That was very good. But all in all, I mean, as far as the movie goes, I will say that, and Jody and I agreed on this when we were talking about it, it feels a little long. But I mean, it's not something you can't get through. You know what I mean? It's like just with the excitement that you're watching a new Kiss movie, you know?
That's super cool.
Yeah, it's super cool and a lot of fun.
Let me ask you guys this one. Suppose this had came out, you know, in 78 instead of the Phantom. This was like a theatrical Scooby Kiss crossover in theaters. What do you think would have been the result of that?
Wow.
I think people would have went apeshit because it was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, if this would have come out in the 70s, it would have been, I mean, people loved Scooby-Doo. They love it now, but in the 70s, it was huge.
Right. I think this, if the Phantom would have paid this much attention to detail, it might not have been so, like, ridiculous.
Well, also, this one, like, when you're in a Scooby movie, you're going into it as it, all right, this is going to be fun and ridiculous, but like with Phantom, like people thought it was like a serious movie at, well, not like a serious series, but you know what I mean, like you're going to like find campy elements in Scooby-Doo, so I think it would have been a lot more well received if like they released that, because then it's you know, just like it's just fun. It's supposed to be fun and whatnot, whereas Phantom, people might have gone in to see it as just, oh, that's like, it's supposed to be sort of a serious movie, and then just, oh, it's a piece of shit.
Yeah, in 78, Kiss would have never poked so much fun at themselves as they did.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, they were serious business back then.
They're just mellowing in their age.
Yeah, a couple of the other voices were Mindy Kahn, I think is her name, who was on Facts of Life.
Which one was she?
She was Natalie.
Oh, right on.
And she played Velma. I didn't know Velma's last name. It's actually in the credits. Velma Dinkley is her last name. And Matthew Lillard, do you guys know who that is?
I do.
Yeah, I have no idea. From the, you've seen Scream, right? He's one of the guys in Scream.
And, oh, is he?
Is that the SLC also Punk?
He was in the Scooby-Doo movie.
Yeah, like he's...
I recognize that voice.
Yeah, he does Shaggy's voice. And Shaggy's last name is Rogers. It's just so weird. I never knew they even had last name.
Shaggy. What's Fred's then?
You know what? I didn't know Fred's... the guy who did Fred, so I didn't even pay attention.
Like Thompson or something?
It didn't matter. Thompson.
I don't know.
Let's just make up names.
Daphne, like what?
I don't know. Red. I love how Gene's like
Daphne Kiss.
Paul Stanley's like, oh, I'm sorry. Starchild is like the eye sees the future, and the future says we may need these kids. And Gene's like, something tells me it's more like you need a redhead or something like that.
Yeah.
And Paul goes, yeah. No, which is
right.
Really funny.
Oh yeah, you know he was gonna bang her.
Absolutely, with his cartoon wiener. Okay, so and one other thing that I noticed that I sent Jody the picture. If you look at when Daphne is doing pictures with Paul Stanley, he actually goes into a pose with both his hands on the sides of his head, and it is actually a picture that he actually took.
Yeah, classic photo.
Classic photo where there's like the glitter in the background.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put those on Facebook so you guys could see them. So let's give it a rating. I say out of, let's say, 5 stars, right? I give it 4.5.
That's what I was going to say, about a 4.5. Nothing's going to make a 5, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
But this is about as... I just went into it thinking that it was going to be kind of a generic Kiss would make an appearance at the end kind of thing.
Right.
It was great, you know, all kinds of cool shit all through the park. They even had the inflatables standing around.
Right.
I don't know if you noticed those, but yeah, I'd give it 4 out of 5. What's your take, Andrew?
I give it a 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
Yeah.
With the asterisk next to it that he wants to watch it a few more times and see if maybe it grows on him.
Yeah. Maybe in 15 years we'll be quoting this thing like we do Phantom.
Could be. I mean, I'm like, I won't get my ass cut out of my head for fucking it's now, just it's is... so catchy, it's gonna drive me fucking crazy.
Now this is the second, I think, appearance of Kiss in a Scooby-Doo, right? They did a Halloween show.
Yeah, but that was like the generic thing that I kind of was thinking
that you were talking about, right? And then there was that episode of Scooby-Doo where they had like the recording studio Phantom guy.
Yeah, the Diabolical Disc Demon.
Yeah, that's right. Did you know that you could buy the masks of that character?
Really?
For Halloween, man. So, if I was the people who owned the rights, I'd be selling them too. Because, you know, every Kiss fan, once they know they're out there, they'd buy them.
They're kind of cool to have.
Yeah. So, okay, let's see.
You got some questions for our boy?
Well, you know what? We're going to do the question that Ken Mills sent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the
Podfather. He sent a question directly to Andrew.
It's a question you can't refuse.
Kiss. You can't, yes. Otherwise, you wake up with a horse's head in your bed. Okay, so what? If you guys don't know what we're talking about, Andrew is, he's 22. He's the youngest member of Podcast Rock City. And and we do something called... Ask Andy Kiss.
Oh, come on. I promise you wouldn't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to do that.
That's fine. No, everybody gets
okay.
One.
It's okay, guys. I did it before we rolled. Anyway, and people always want to know, what's your take on this, man? You're 22 years old. You weren't around for it. What do you think of A, B, C, whatever? And, you know, we get letters from you guys. If you want to ask Andrew a question, it could be anything. I've done it. Jody's done it. We probably had about 40 other people write in and do it.
Thanks, everyone who's written.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's really cool to get his perspective on things. You just send it to podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com. Anyway, and this week, the Podfather from the Podkist show, Ken Mills, sent a question, and I'm ready to listen to it, and I'm ready to get your answer there, Mr. Kiss.
All right.
As a younger Kiss fan, what do you take most for? What do you take for granted? So, like, he's saying, like, for example, all the albums are right there.
So, you know, like I have all this information and everything right in front of me. So, yeah, I'd probably take all that music for granted because I don't have to search for anything. Like, it's right there. It's on iTunes. It's on YouTube. Like, you can get on CD. Like, there's no hunting. There's no
waiting.
Like, yeah, no digging for, like, makeup photos or whatnot. Everything's blam there. So, yeah, I guess I do take that for granted that I don't have to really,
yeah,
you know, just, like, special order or anything. But that also, like, as convenient as it is, it takes a lot of the fun out of it. You know what I mean? Like, just tracking down, like, killers or just discovering new stuff. Like, I'm not discovering anything new, really, like, anything major.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah, I guess I do take that for granted, though, like how convenient it is.
There is stuff for you to discover that I am positive you have not seen. There are
so, oh no, not yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There are so many bootlegs and stuff out there that, you know, coming across them, you know, like every once in a while something will pop up. Like I never saw the making of Carnival of Souls.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, there it was. I don't, and I'm watching. Don't touch anything. It was funny. It was interesting. You know. So
really, wish we Tommy would release the rest of that because he's probably filming every day, and we only got like 5 minutes.
Right. And there's always stuff out there. Like, you know, have you ever seen the Inner Sanctum?
Oh, yeah, the Inner Sanctum's awesome.
Andrew.
I think so. I've just refreshed my.
It's an Australian documentary about the tour in Australia.
100,000 watts of pure rock.
I think I've seen that one.
Yeah. If you see an unedited version, man, it's pretty awesome. You know, and then there's of course, you know, whatever they put on, the Kissologies. Those are cool, but not enough.
Mm-hmm.
They could have done an entire disc of, you know, video interviews and, you know, and stuff like that. And I think they really missed their opportunity with that.
Mm-hmm.
But he also, sorry to interrupt.
That's okay,
you.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, he also flips the question around to you two. Is there anything, as an older fan, is there anything that you take for granted? For example, they assume that most Kiss fans know all they know. Yeah, like they.
Yeah. You know what? You know, for me, it's like when I was a kid, there was the thrill of the hunt still. There was no internet, and it was like, you can't imagine how long I looked just to find the fucking Elder, dude. Years. Yeah. It took me like 3 years of hunting to actually find a copy of the Elder on vinyl. You know, there was no internet. There was no eBay. And I just had to go to record stores and look in the fucking Kiss section relentlessly until I found it and finally completed my, you know, my vinyl.
Right.
And there was something cool about that, like the thrill of the hunt. But at the same time, dude, I would have loved to have had YouTube when I was 12 years old and been able to watch fucking Winterland and, you know, different shows of Kiss that I didn't see until I was, you know, much older.
Right.
So it would have been super cool to have that access to anything and everything Kiss. But I think at the same time, you lose a little something with that.
I think for me, I guess I just thought they were going to always be here. You know what I mean? And I think that's my thing. I think they're always going to be around. And
they are.
And they are, but, you know, it's one of those things. I also think that I wonder, listening to people talk, you know, it seems like a lot of people, including myself, took Paul's voice for granted.
Oh, yeah, we certainly did.
You know, it's just like just always thinking it was going to be that wonderful and that great and, you know, not even for 1 second thinking, you know, he's going to get older and maybe not be able to sing, you know, the way he used to, you know.
Well, there's only a handful of musicians that can... Oh, sorry, Jody.
No, go ahead, brother.
I was going to say, it's only really a handful of musicians that can keep it spot on forever. But, yeah, like,
everyone thought, and yeah, it's true that Paul seemed like he was going to be one of them. And then, like, just the sort of crackiness started happening after Sonic Boom and then the Kiss cruise, and then he had that surgery, and then blam, it was gone.
Yeah. Right. And
but did you guys even think that almost 20 years later after the reunion that Kiss would even still be around?
That's my problem. I always did. When they announced a farewell tour, I remember my buddy coming in, because I was living with my buddy Thad. I remember him coming into my room and going, "Hey man, on the news they're talking, Kiss is announcing a farewell tour." And I got up out of bed and I was like, "What the hell?" And I remember seeing Ace and thinking, "Good Lord, man, what's wrong with Ace?" he looks strung out. Although, to be honest with you, I just recently read that the night before this happened that his father passed away. You guys ever hear that before?
Ooh. Oh, man.
No.
I read that somewhere, so I'm not sure how true that is, but that would explain why he looked so rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a tough one, dude.
Yeah, that would be a tough one. Anyway, all right, so that was a lot of fun, you guys. Definitely go ahead and at least rent the Scooby-Doo movie.
Yeah, definitely check it out. If you're a Kiss freak, you'll love it.
Yeah, go to iTunes. It's probably, what, $2.99 to rent, you know, or, you know, something like that. And if you want
to... $5.99 to rent.
It's $5.99 to rent. You know, rent it and watch it. You'll enjoy it. And then, or I'm sure most people are buying it, though, because they got to have it for their collection. Right. And as, you know, really quick. I have finally been able to set up my computer and everything so I can go to podcastrockcity.com every day and add new stuff, because I have not been able to because of my situation. But I am now recording in a new room, and I'm all set up. So if you go to Podcast Rock City every day, there will be new stuff added. And it'll be awesome, and I hope you guys check it out. You guys have anything to add? Mr. Kiss, we'll start with you this week.
I don't know what to say. Have a good week, everyone.
Yes.
Just have a nice week to all my Canadian... Oh, I guess there's an Ontario that's only... I don't know. There's a holiday tomorrow, so...
Oh, really? What's the holiday?
The Conservatives want to still stay in power, so they're giving everyone a holiday to butter them up.
Well, holiday. Yeah.
It's called like a... Yeah, I think it's just like civic... It's some just a civic holiday. I don't know.
Yeah, you'd have to be a jerk to not take a day off.
Mm-hmm. So happy that day.
Happy that Conservative buttering up day.
I don't know what like the technical term is for
it. I know what it is. It's Conservative Butter Your Buns Day. All right, Jody, anything to add?
I would just say, hey, thanks again for listening. Keep listening. We really do appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
We absolutely do. And don't forget, we love Kiss shows as well. We listen to podcasts every week. And
hey, you sounded great on Decibel Geek, by the way. What was your question? I liked your what if.
Oh, yeah. That's
if Ace had died in Lakeland.
Yeah, wasn't that insane? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as I wrote it, they were like, "Whoa, that's a good one." And I was like, I don't know why it came to me. It was just pure luck.
Dude, I've been on a Vinnie Vincent binge for like for the Decibel Geek. Like, I'm listening to those again and again.
Yeah. So you can see we listen to them. Not only are we on one, we listen to them. And if you guys want to know some of the ones that we listen to, if you pay attention, you will hear all their commercials in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
And this.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party, and you are invited. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros, where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Kiss! You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your Podkissed. Every month, the Podkissed crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkissed.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkissed.
The Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck me. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait. Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
Hey everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll and it's always free.
Hey, this is Nick, co-host of the Pod of Thunder, the only Kiss podcast that breaks down the entire Kiss song catalog one track at a time. Every week, we have a new song chosen at random, and we do our best to analyze it. We talk about Kiss-related topics and non-Kiss-related topics, all the while trying not to kill each other. If you like the sound of that, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and especially on iTunes. Pod of Thunder!
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation behind. We're going.